You've probably already noticed there's no pre-episode music. This episode is going to be a little bit different than previous episodes that we've done. There won't be any kind of special guest or special commercial from a sponsor or background music for that matter. I'm going to stumble around some words probably. Probably going to stutter a little bit and try to find the right word to describe what I felt at a particular time, or depending on what stories I tell you. I don't even know where I'm going right now with this. Basically, I quit the podcast for a little bit. It was supposed to be like a temporary hiatus of like a month, and then it ended up being somewhat of a 6 month, 7 month break or hiatus. It just kind of extended because of some things that took place. I don't know if you may have seen it. You may not have. I put a post on Instagram that said, oh, hey, there's going to be like these real and raw episodes where I'm just talking about stuff that I'm going through and like how I got beyond it, how I've conquered it, or maybe it's something that I haven't conquered and I want to discuss it with you. And so it's going to just, so there were supposed to be these really real episodes where I'm just doing like exactly what I'm doing right now, holding the iPhone, telling you stuff about, being a music director or just being a human person, being a Christian, being married, whatever, and just share some thoughts on what it is to be successful in ministry, but also what it is to fail and for that to be okay. So this episode is kind of an intro to the direction of the podcast, kind of phase two of this podcast. The Chapel Music Podcast is kind of like it's just a resource for music directors, for worship leaders, for singers, for musicians, even sound and media. I mean, hey, if you're the Sunday school person, the Sunday school director, or the youth director, or the youth pastor, or the assistant pastor, or even the pastor, I guess. I mean, you could learn something from this podcast, but this podcast is specifically directed towards people in music ministry, worship ministry, people that kind of design and kind of construct that worship experience that people going to your church have. And this is to help that improve, help your team improve, help you improve, help you to deal with certain attitudes that you might find in your team members, or deal with certain attitudes that you have. So that's the whole point of this podcast, is just really to support and be a resource to people in worship and music ministry. I had such a great vision for it. I thought no matter what happens, I'll always have this, this podcast, and kind of like just keep it going. And even if we run into a situation where, well, hey, we don't have that much money right now, or whatever, we can't do this activity or that activity, well, I've still got my laptop and my mics and my equipment. I can still do a podcast. And so, I don't know, it was just kind of a cool thing. It was exciting for me to kind of take on this venture that was kind of a ministry venture and just go with it and see what happened. We had a lot of great guests, a lot of great conversations, a lot of great, subjects unfolded and we're able to talk about. And I think, I got so much feedback on Facebook and Instagram, so many messages saying, oh man, thank you for that. Your podcast and was really blessed. Me and my family listened to your podcast tonight. It was like, what? oh man. And so it was just cool. It was really cool to see that kind of unfold and happen. And then all of a sudden I stopped. Well, I'm here to explain to you why I stopped, just briefly, be very brief about this, but then also tell you kind of where I'm at and what direction we're going forward with the podcast. And what direction I'm going as a music director, as a musician, as a singer, as a songwriter, whatever. So quickly, I lost my job in 2019, at the end of 2019. The last episode of the podcast, I think I said, with in the episode with Kate Hendrick, We had a great episode, a lot of good conversation. He's a youth pastor, a worship leader, etc. He does so many things for the church, that church in the Dallas area that he attends. And so he is the youth pastor there. It's actually the church that I grew up in Euless. The pastor there is Carl McLaughlin, incredible pastor, incredible church. A lot of great leadership concepts that Cade shared with us. A lot of great, you know, concepts of, you know, music and how they function and how they operate there as a team. Just some good stuff. Good stuff. So at the end of that episode, I said, I just decided to go ahead and say, hey, I'm going to take out like a month hiatus or whatever from this. And I actually, I don't even think I put a date on it. I think I just said, we're going to take a hiatus. We're going to take a break. We're going to take an extended break from the podcast, and we'll be back, you know, in the next few weeks or so. And after that, the reason we didn't come back, and it's been 6+ months, is because I lost my job. And when I lost my job, the craziest thing, you know, they up the chain, they were saying, oh, well, you know, it may or may not happen, but, you know, there's going to be this team in Romania that we're training to be account managers, and maybe the small and medium accounts, and some of the semi-large accounts will be transferred over to that team, and you guys will just take on bigger situations. And then it wasn't long. They were like, oh, hey, we're going to lay you off and transfer everything to Romania. It's just a lot cheaper labor-wise. And it was tough. It was tough to take. But when we walked out of there, I really felt like it was a God thing. And I was upset. I was upset. Don't get me wrong. Like there were rumors about this for a long time. And when it finally came down to it, they extended some of our times, and we took on some sales functions in the departments. A couple of us did. A couple of the people in my department did, including me. And, you know, I tried to stay there as long as I could, but ultimately they did let the rest of us go eventually. And when that happened, when that final day came, and it was time for me to leave that job, I knew it was the will of God. The first day, yeah, I was mad. I was yelling at my ceiling of my car, okay? Not cussing. I didn't curse God, okay? But I was praying in a very, you know, direct and forward and maybe angry way. I might have been mad at God a little bit, okay? But I was like, why would you do this? You know, why is this happening to me? I'm trying to serve you. I'm walking humbly before you, you know, and why is this happening? Why is this happening? And I said, you know what? But nevertheless, I'll trust you. I'll trust you. You know, it's kind of like that. Okay, I'm going to trust you, you know. And so, you know, I get home, I tell my wife and everything, and we just, you know, we prayed, and a week later, a week after I left that company, God opened a door for us to go to a church and do a clinic. And then he opened a door for another place, and we went to that place. And you know, we tried out to be a music director at a church here and there. And I mean, before we knew it, we were traveling and going to different states and trying out at different churches. And I was like, what is happening right now? You kind of stop in the middle of it. You get so busy. But then after a couple of weeks or so, we were like, oh, wait, what? Why is this happening right now? Are we, you know, we're getting, people are talking about, you know, oh, well, we need a full-time music director. Will you come and try out? So we finally land. I'll tell you where we landed because I want to make this short and brief. Basically, we land in North Carolina, Samford, North Carolina, and we are the full-time worship pastors of Calvary United Pentecostal Church in Samford, North Carolina, right outside of Raleigh, Durham area, right outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. And so we are here. Pastor Steve Simpson is the pastor here. It has been an incredible journey to meet this tremendous opportunity. And God made it so clear when we got here. We fell in love with the people and the pastor. We fell in love with the ministry here, like doing what we're supposed to do. And every day we have something that we're, oh man, and when we do this project, we're going to do this. And when we do that project, we're going to do that. And just so exciting. It's just, and there are some days where we go golf or we clean up the apartment and we sit around and not, you know, there are some days where you don't do some too much. You know, you might put a song set together and that's it. But most days it's just the excitement of working for the kingdom of God. I mean, it's amazing. This is it. This is where we were going. I never thought leaving that office and stepping out. Now, I knew I was in the will of God. I knew God was doing something, but I had no idea what in the world he was doing. So I walk out of that office. I never knew walking out of that office, this was where I was headed. I never knew that. He told Abraham, leave. Where your family has been, where your ancestors have grown up, where you were raised, leave and go to a land that I will show you. That's the hard part, that I will show you. Not right now. I will, but not right now. I will show you. That's hard. That's hard because you don't know where you're going. You don't know where he's taking you. But man, it's a wild ride. And it's the most hills and valleys in a journey that I've ever experienced. But I want to share that journey with you. I want to tell you more about it. Listen to the following podcasts. I'm going to start producing music again. I've written some songs in the past. I think what's hard about it for me is I haven't put anything out there because I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. That's no excuse. I think a lot of people are perfectionists, especially musicians and singers and songwriters. But, you know, just the fear of basically putting something out on the internet is sharing it with the world. And that is a scary thought. But it is something I've gotten over because me and my wife are very seriously trying to complete a song right now. We're in the middle of writing it. And once it's written, I will begin kind of rearranging it, producing it, and sending it to somebody to master it. But there's another song that I'm working on as well, and I'm going to put this stuff out. I'm tired of being a perfectionist and being concerned about, you know, hey, how's this going to sound? If somebody's, you know, criticizing your song or, you know, walking on your song, and, you know, haters going to hate, right? So if somebody's criticizing your song, making fun of your song, the song's probably not for them. But it is for somebody, and that should be what drives you and I to put our song out or to do whatever we do in ministry, and that is what's driving me. It's that this song that I've written is probably for somebody, and if there's any chance that somebody will be blessed by it, why wouldn't I do that? You know, isn't that being a bad steward of my talent that God's given me? So I think it is. I think that it's time to do it. And so I'm putting out a song called "Just Stand," and it says, you got to stand no matter what's coming. And wherever you go, don't ever stop running. And the race isn't to the swift or the strong, but it's to the one who forever holds on. And that, you know, that to, for me, it speaks to a time of fear in my life that I went through, some things that were frustrating for me, a trial that I went through. And now, you know, we're going through this whole corona thing. You know, so there's going to be hard times, difficult times that we go through collectively and as individuals. And whatever it is, you know, just stand on the word of God and follow your calling. Fight the good fight of faith and follow the calling in the ministry God's called you to. So God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. I'll give you updates on the song that's coming out soon. And I appreciate everybody for listening. Stay safe. Stay away from this whole virus. And I pray safety, security, and healing on your family and on those that you care for and yourself. So God bless you and have a wonderful morning or evening, whatever time zone you're in. And we'll talk to you again soon.